He's 70 this week, and one of the big names from early Capital.
Rita Coolidge, and we're all alone. It's 7:24 on Capital. Morning. Do you remember the two people who had a hit with You Don't Have to Be a Star? Marilyn McCoo, Billy Davis Jr. Well, I've got a track from their LP in just a moment. But first of all, let me tell you about something that's happening. If you like reading books, you might like something to fill up your time if you're on school holidays. And maybe the Westminster City Libraries can solve your problem, because they've got a bookworm scheme in which children of all ages are eligible to enrol.
Taking over from Kenny isn't the easiest thing in the world, because he's a very loved creature. A sort of disc jockey, really. That's how I describe him. Had many fans. I was completely unknown, and so it was quite a job, really, to take over from somebody like that.
Graham Dean, reflecting there in the 80s on his appointment to Capital, where he hosted breakfast for many years. He'd originally been on Radio City. Happy 70th birthday. Another Capital breakfast show host ended his run there this week 2 years ago.
That's it for your Friday morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is our last show together on breakfast, and it is my last day here on Capital. George and Lila are still going to be about, though.
Yeah, still not going far.
As announced earlier this year, I have decided that the time is right for me to leave the warm embrace of Capital Breakfast, and this morning was my final show as its host. I must say that being the custodian of this radio behemoth for the past 5 years is something that I'll always be extremely proud of. And during my time here at Capital, I have had the privilege of working with some of the best people I ever could have known. At the risk of making this thing like an hour long by naming everybody, you know who you are, and I love you dearly. I've also been very fortunate, I'd like to point out, to have laughed every day that I've been to work. So thank you, George and Lila, for that, and everybody else. And I'd like to thank the trinity of bosses, Ashley, Richard and Stephen, for giving me the opportunity to do so.
I always get the mention, don't they? Dave Berry hosting his last breakfast show at Capital this week in 2017. A hugely popular weekend Radio 4 programme was Home Truths with John Peel. It began this week in 1998.
So what happens to your weekends then?
I leave in the morning, having put the washing in the machine.
So you have a job at the weekend,
yeah? Yeah, I tried working during the week, but the dog gets neurotic and eats herself, and it cost me £50 for the vet.
That sounds as though there's a story. And how much of herself is she eat?
Her leg, basically. It's called something or other's lick. It's quite disgusting.
So, I mean, does she sounds really almost more interesting than your daughter's. I know it's to be insulting to them. But
the first edition of Home Truths on Radio 4 with John Peel this week in 1998. His producer recalls he wasn't particularly keen on the concept.
I remember we did this pilot, and Peel wasn't sure he wanted to do it, really. He didn't want to be on Radio 4. He just wasn't sure that he didn't really know what this program was about. And we put one thing in the pilot, and it was an interview with an angler, and his big ambition was to catch this very old carp, this legendary fish. And also the fact that he believed the carp was so clever that he could hear the approach of the fishermen. So they used to park their car half a mile away because they believed that the carp would otherwise hear the slamming of the door, and they would crawl towards it. Once John Peel heard this and did this interview, he thought, OK, if it's going to be like this, I'll do it.
Thelma's condition doesn't, as far as we know, have a name itself, but perhaps it will after this.
I don't associate...
You know, John Peel was a legendary broadcaster already at this point, but he wasn't the most obvious person to do lots and lots of interviews. He once said to me that radio was the perfect medium for him because he was basically quite shy, and it meant he could talk to people down the line without looking in their faces, looking in their eyes. He basically believed it was a bit rude to pry into other people's lives, which isn't a very promising place to start if you're doing an interview.
Peter Griffiths reflecting on Home Truths, which began on the BBC this week 21 years ago. There are now hundreds of commercial radio stations, but originally there were just 19 in a network which was very suddenly curtailed as the government decided what on earth to do with commercial radio. The last of those first 19 began this week in 1976.
Broadcasting Authority tests transmission on 303 metres, 989 kHz in the medium wave band, and on 97.2 MHz VHF. These transmissions are in preparation for an independent local radio service for the West Midlands. Beacon Radio 303 will be going on the air shortly with programmes of music, news, local views and reports.
Genius of Eric Carmen from his brand new album, and that's Sunrise. Good morning, sunshine. This is Beacon, and it's 6:07.
West Midlands Gas present Super Cooker Savers, a spring collection of gas cooker bargains.
Beacon 303. Did you realise that in the primary area alone,
which of course is the four major centres, that is Walsall, Wolverhampton, Dudley and West Bromwich, that there are 18 different dialects. Now, how could I cater? I mean, I must upset somebody. So in terms of voice presentation, we've also gone for a fairly neutral English voice.
The risk of any rain should be over by 2 o'clock for all parts of the West Midlands, so if you want to put your washing outdoors, the weatherman says leave it until the afternoon. The maximum temperature, 10 degrees centigrade. You've been listening to Morning Report with Nick Utekin and Roger De Freitas.
Beacon Radio from Wolverhampton, which launched this week 43 years ago. Just love their logo. So, with the PM programme on Radio 4 launching this week 49 years ago...
The sound of the tables being turned in this first edition of the PM programme, the Home Secretary, Mr James Callaghan, will be getting his own back and interviewing me.
BCR launching in Belfast 29 years ago.
Friday, the 6th of April, 1990. I'm Rick Nugent, this is The Breakfast Show. And boy, are we going to have fun today.
TFM starting carrying the programmes of Metro 6 years ago.
On FM, digital radio and online, it's the new TFM with your new breakfast show, Steve and Karen, on Monday morning.
And as we prepare for Gwyneth's departure from Radio 4 in 2019, this week, 36 years ago, David Hatch took up that controller's post. And what was it Helen Bowden said about the role? You have to understand Radio 4 beyond your intellectual knowing. So those are this week's Radio Moments.